Proclamation number 8119 of 7th of March, 1962. Test the output of spiritual teaching. Where the seed falls on good soil, it will also take root and sprout and bear good fruit. But good, pure seed must be sown, and if you want to be good vineyard laborers for me, you must accept the seed from me myself. For I alone know what the fields, which are human hearts, need in order to also bear good fruit for me. I alone know what human hearts need in order to guarantee me a good harvest. That they fall to me as ripe fruit and I can gather them when the time of harvest has come. The best seed I can plant in a human heart is my word, which I myself sent to you from above. For all you humans must hear my word, and you can also receive it everywhere if only it is your earnest will to be addressed by me myself, thus to hear or read my word. But if you hear about the direct address of your God and Father through my messengers, if you receive my word which my messengers bring to you themselves, which they have received directly from me, then you will also soon feel that a gift of grace of utmost value is offered to you, for the word will take root in you, it will not fall on your ears but be received by your heart, and you will feel the strength of the word, for you will strive towards me, whom you now recognize as your Father who speaks to you himself. When my messengers convey gifts of grace from me to you, you must not reject them because then you will reject me myself, who knocks at your heart's door to seek entrance. You should examine the gifts my messengers bring you, for I don't want you to accept them thoughtlessly. I want you to examine them and only keep what is good. And if you are of good will yourselves, my word will also touch you. And then the seed has already fallen on good soil where it can develop. Then you will work your field of life yourselves, you will follow the instructions I give you, you will live in accordance with my will, you will practice the love which will then also bring about the maturing in you, and you will never want to miss my word again because you recognize it as the right water of love and life which you need in order to be able to fulfill your purpose of earthly life. But beware of adding bad seeds to the field of life, for such seeds would only bring forth weeds. It would only cause confusion in your hearts, it would not give you vitality but rather lead you to death, because it is watered by poisoned wells which are your ruin. Your heart must receive purest truth if the soul is to mature into eternal life. And only my word, which you receive from me myself, offers you this truth. Therefore, don't carelessly accept everything you are given as truth but check whether it originated from me myself, whether it corresponds to the direct impartations. Otherwise you may reject it as error which is of little value for your maturing on earth, rather, it still puts you in danger of handing yourselves over to death. For error comes from poisoned wells. Error is my adversary's activity who never wants to help you to life, but hands you over to death because he himself is devoid of all love. And thus take care that my commandment of love for me and for your neighbor is always preached as a matter of priority and that my word conveyed to you from above always contains these commandments of love. Pay attention that the knowledge of the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ is urgently brought to you through my word and that you therefore may accept everything without hesitation which shows you the way to him, to the cross. And know that you will then walk in truth, that I myself will then be your teacher, that I myself will speak to you and thus provide you with good seed which will always yield a good harvest. And you will then not walk your earthly path in vain, you will listen to my servants and accept all their gifts which they bring to you in my name. You yourselves will endeavor to utilize all these gifts and at the end of days will be harvested as ripe fruit by your God and Creator from eternity. Amen.